إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأصالح الطوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو أحلح. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد
وعلى أوله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
آج کی رات اس شہنشاہ وفا کے نام اس سالار سید الشہداء عباس کی رات ہے کہ جب ایک طرف عباس دین سے زمین پہ آیا تو دوسری طرف زہرا کی بیٹیوں کی آس اور امید ٹوٹ گئی. آئیے اپنے آپ کو لے چلیے کربلا، جہاں پہ آج بھی ام البنین کا لال شاید اس انتظار میں ہے، وہ لمحہ کب آئے گا جب سکہ سکینہ بن کے اپنے آپ کو سردار حسین کے چھوٹے چھوٹے بچوں کو پانی سے سیراب کرے. ہائی مل کے حسین شاہ وفا کو سلام کرتے ہیں. سب مل کے کہیے السلام علیک یا ابو فضل العباس. میری بہنوں میرے بھائیوں، آنکھوں کو تھوڑی دیر کے لیے بند کرو، اپنے دلوں کو لے چلو کربلا. اس نہر فرات کے کنارے جہاں پہ ام البنین کا لال سویا ہوا ہے، اپنے دلوں کو لے چلو اس مقام پہ جہاں پہ بازو کٹا کے علم گرا کے پانی لوٹا کے زہرا کے لال حسین کا سپہ سالار عباس آج بھی آپ کے انتظار میں ہے. اپنے دلوں کو لے چلو کربلا، اس کٹے بازوں والے عباس کو جھک کے سلام کرو. سب مل کے کہو ٹوٹے دلوں کے ساتھ السلام علیک یا ابو الفضل العباس. اے عزیزو، اس طرح دبی آواز کے ساتھ نہیں، جب دل ٹوٹا ہوا ہوتا ہے آ نکلتی ہے، بلند آواز سے کہو السلام علیک يا محمد العباس اے عزیز آپ یہاں سے بیٹھ کے سلام کر رہے ہیں. ایک ماں ہے جو مدینہ سے سلام کیا کرتی تھی, عمر بنین اپنے گھر میں بیٹھ کر ریت کی قبریں بنایا کرتی تھی. وہ ماں جس کے چار بیٹے کربلا میں شہید ہوئے, بی بی بیٹوں کی قبریں بنا کے سب قبروں کو بیٹا دیتی تھی, پھر ایک حسین کی قبر تیار کرتی تھی اور کہتی تھی میرا بیٹا حسین تیری ماں تجھ پہ جو رونے والی نہیں. حسین جب تک عمر بنی نہ اپنے بیٹوں کو نہیں روئے گی, ہمیشہ تجھے یاد کرے گی. یہ اجڑی ماں جس کے بیٹے شہید ہوئے مدینہ کی گلیوں میں فریاد کیا کرتی تھی, عباس میرے لال مجھے یقین نہیں آتا. کیا سنو گے؟ عباس مجھے یقین نہیں آتا او تو علی کا بیٹا ہو کہ تیرے بازو کٹ گئے ہوں گے, لیکن جب سنتی ہوں زینب کی چادر میرے پہ اتری, عمر کلثوم کی چادر اتری, فاطمہ کبرا کے زیورات اتارے گئے ظلم کے ساتھ, عباس ماننا پڑتا ہے پہلے تیرے بالو کٹ ہوں گے, تبھی تو ملور زہرا کی بیٹیوں تک پہنچ ہوں گے. اجرکم اللہ, خدا آپ کے ناصر کو قبول فرمائے. انہیں روتے ہوئی آنکھوں کے ساتھ, بہتے ہوئے آنسوؤں کے ساتھ, شہدائے کربلا اور سرائے کربلا چہار دروازہ سوامین کی ارواح طیبہ کی تشریف آوری کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
آپ سے پہلے بھی ریکویسٹ کی تھی جب صلوات پڑھیں تو عجل فرجہم بھی کہیں, اگر اور کبھی موقع نہیں ملتا تو کم از کم مجالس سید الشہداء میں تو اپنے مولا کے ظہور کی ایک دعا. تمام مومنین و مومنات حاضرین کی صحت و سلامتی کے لیے, رزق میں اضافے کے لیے, آفات و نجات و مصیبتوں اور پریشانیوں سے نجات کے لیے, آج کی اس مجلس کی قبولیت کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد.
اپنے مولا و آقا یوسف زہرا حسین کی صف ادا کے وارث مہدی آخر الزمان کی تشریف آوری, پروردگار اے اللہ اس ویسٹ کے اندر یہ چہرے تو دیکھ رہا ہے, یہ سب ان کے دل ان کی آنکھیں حسین کی محبت میں ڈوبی ہوئی ہیں, اور وہ دیکھا رہا ان سب کی حاجات کو پورا فرما, کہ تمام کے صغیرہ و کبیرہ گناہ معاف فرما, اور وہ معاشر شفیع محشر حضرت فاطمہ الزہرا کی شفاعت when you shed tears in the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, this is also a kind of risk, and this type of risk is not given to everyone. This is a special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has been granted to special people. We should never be arrogant But at least we should try to understand the importance of this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The last two nights, because this is an important topic. The focus of all of us. So always, whenever we are living in this world, majority of our time, most of our time we are spending how to plan our life, how to increase our knowledge, how to increase our life, how to increase our family, how to increase our wealth and business and trade and all these things. So these are beautiful tips if we follow. Inshallah, those who are willing, if they send me email, so I will forward all these points to you. And then inshallah, if you print out on some chart and frame and keep in your house, so when you will read again and again, inshallah, we all will try to apply all these good points in our practical lives. So if you will request through email, I will forward you all these points. Salawat. So almost 12-13 points we have discussed. Putting the lights before sunset, and next point is picking and eating the bits of food left over the dining table. And we were also discussing that we should not waste food. Most of the time we are getting food from takeaway, from different restaurants, and usually half of the food we are eating and half of the food we are throwing. So that is not good habit. So Islam does not like this culture. We should try to avoid this thing and do not waste the food. Just when you are eating, think about those people who are not having food for 24 hours, 48 hours, even more than that. Think about Shuhada Karbala, who were hungry when they have been slaughtered at the 10th of Muharram. So if we think about them, inshallah, we will not waste our food. The next one, that is coming here. So Islam is religion of beauty. Allah is Jameel. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. And He had made one of best of His creature, that is the mankind, that is insan. So we should try our best not to keep happy to the people or not to attract the people. But Islam says whenever you are going outside or even inside, always your beauty is not for the outer people. When you are going out of your home, at that time you are having good dress, putting on fragrance and shaving and everything. But then you are coming at home, the people who are living next to you, so there is nothing, no beauty you are providing to the people of your house, your family members. Why? So as you are beautiful and trying to have good dress, good attitude, good face outside, likewise when you are at home, maybe ladies, maybe gents, so they all should try their best to have good dress and good face with beauty, and this is something which will increase your sustenance. The next point is keeping vinegar at home. So people can use in food, but if even you are not using in food, try to keep vinegar at home. The next point, that is the respecting poor and disabled people. So alhamdulillah, as a Muslim we are proud. We respect our elders, we respect our parents, we respect our learned people. At the same time, anyone who is disabled, we should respect them. And this respect means we should go forward and try to help them. Sometimes these disabled people are living in our own family. And we have to think what kind of attitude I have for such a particular disabled person who was living at my home. If I am shouting, if I am not listening, if I am not taking care, if I am not providing food, a different thing on time, I will be punished at the day of judgment. But all those who are respecting, who are taking care of disabled people, elder people, maybe at their home or maybe outside, without any greediness. So in this country, if you are working for disabled people, so you are getting paid. If you are not getting paid, still as a Muslim, this is our duty to help disabled people. And why not? As an organization, as a community, we have to arrange some volunteer who should find out how many disabled people are living in this town and how we can serve them as a volunteer. You know, this is Islamic tabligh. If you are thinking we all will stay here in this Imam Bargah and we will send the message of Islam and Karbala for everyone, we will never get successful. So these are different channels we can go outside. Whenever you will favor a disabled person who is non-Muslim, one time, twice, three times, four times, after 20 times of your visit, ultimately he or she will ask who you are and what is your faith and why, without any charge, without any payment, you are helping me. And when you will say, this is my leader Imam Hussain al-Islam who has taught me, this is my religion Islam who has taught me. Please, can you stand up and move forward? Nare Takbir,
Allahu Akbar.
Nare Risalat,
Ya Rasulullah.
Nare Haydari,
Ya Ali.
Nare Haydari,
Ya Ali.
Hey, hamari dasta,
Karbala, Karbala.
Hey, hamari dasta,
Karbala, Karbala.
Aapka seedha rasta,
Karbala, Karbala.
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
During this Muharram, maybe we can arrange some kind of blood donation. If during Muharram, when how we can give message of Islam, message of Karbala, by doing some practical things for the general community, for whole community, and then with all these things, you know, when Imam Hussain or Imam Hassan al-Islam, when they were in Medina, they were not asking who are their lovers and then they were going to help them. Anyone who was coming, or if they had known someone is in need, even one person came from Syria, he was fearing upon Imam Hassan al-Islam, whatsoever he liked, he done. And Imam al-Islam was silent. When he finished, he cooled down, then Imam al-Islam asked, I think you are a stranger, you are a traveler, you are not from Medina. Maybe you need right, maybe you need money, maybe you need shelter, maybe you need money. So anything you need, I am happy to help you. Then he asked, why are you helping me? You know what I have done against you? He said, what you have done? That was your ethics, your religion, your attitude. What I am doing, that is my attitude. So this is something which can attract the attention of people, which can change the mind of people. And we should never work to convert the people, to reward the people. We should work to serve the humanity. And rest we have to leave with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So next point, that is avoiding lusty desires. For example, one thing which is in all of us, that is kuwai ghazabiya. We usually become angry. And other is kuwai shahawiya, that is lusty desires. We need kuwai ghazabiya, we need kuwai shahawiya. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us brain, and we have to have control on these powers, on these capabilities. So when you are fighting against the enemy of Allah and Ahlul Bayt, at that time you need anger. You need this qawl ghazabiyya to kill the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are in front of your sisters and brothers and family members and community members, at that time, you don't need this. So mu'min is clever and intelligent. He knows when to use a different blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all blessings should be used for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the power Allah has given to us. So like this kuwai shahwiya, so if that was not there, then maybe majority of the people, they were never planning to have marriage or to have children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this power so that we should be able to have children, to have our generation, to have more believers, to have more lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. But this power should not be used for wrong purpose, for zina, for adultery. Whenever we will be unable to control these powers, lusty desires, then we will be deviated. We will commit sins. The time we will commit sins, at the same time, our risk will be cut down. The flow of risk which was coming to us, that will be stopped. So maybe some people who are committing sin, who are having lusty desire, and they are thinking, I am still eating food, I am still having luxury life and everything I have. Urdu mein kehte hain ki Allah ke yahan der hai, andher nahi hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing and watching. Maybe He is delaying due to some other reasons. Maybe your parents are praying for you. Maybe you have done something good. And for that thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delaying. But don't think if you will commit sins openly and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take revenge. That time will come, maybe sooner or later. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So the next point, that is good to increase your life and that is also good to increase your wealth. And that is something related with our beauty, related with our hygiene, that is cutting nails and moustaches on Friday. Even our imams, they have said, you don't need to cut your nails because they are not enlarged, so still try to rub on Friday. So cutting nails and moustaches on Friday, that will increase your life, that will increase your wealth. At the same time, that is giving you beauty, that is giving you good hygiene and improving your health. The next point is, already we discussed, and here again, that was in the topic of supplication, how we can get accepted our du'as. So for that, we should try to have ring in our right hand. And the recommended one, that is the most recommended one, the highly recommended, that is Aqiq, but the other stones you can have. But the one of the sign and symbol of a Shia, follower of Ahlul Bayt, that is, he or she should have a ring in his or her right hand. So that ring will support you when you are doing qunut or you're in the dua. So that stone should be towards heaven or towards the high one, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will also help in the acceptance of your dua. Here, when you will have aqiq or some other stone, so that will help to bring more sustenance for you. So try to have something in your hand. The next one is istighfar. Those people who are not having children, if you, they do a lot of istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them child. If they are having shortage of sustenance, if they do istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a lot of risk. So how to do istighfar? At least 70 times. And this was sunnah of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu. He was ma'soom. He never committed any sin. But still, he was doing istighfar. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. What is meaning of this? Allah, whatever I have committed wrong in my past, until this time, you forgive me. Wa atubu ilayh, now I have turned back to you. Mean I will not commit any sin anymore. So we should be careful when we are doing istighfar. So that there is guarantee Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your risk, but at the same time we should also try to control our lusty desires so that it should not be just uttering of words. Every day we should 70 times or 700 times we are saying Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh, and just after that we are committing a sin. Then there is no meaning of this istighfar. Istighfar means try to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are repenting, if you are doing tawbah, so that tawbah must have some meaning. Try to bring that istighfar in the form of reality. Oh Allah, yes, I have stopped. I will not follow the footstep of shaitan anymore. And I am staying with you the rest of my life. Wherever you will be, I will be there. This is the meaning of istighfar. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Muhammad.
Once again, a humble request, if you move 1 foot, everyone 1 foot ahead. From Muhammad wa Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
There is short zikr saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. So we should try to say this repeatedly again and again. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. And there is another zikr 30 times we have to say, and that is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. 30 times daily, if you will read this, inshallah, the risk will be increased. Next is they're doing dua for a moment or momna while you are alone. So usually we are doing dua for each other when they are in front of us. And maybe that is not a pure dua, just to keep happy to the people. But when you are alone, the person you are doing dua for, him or her, he or she is not there, it means you are sincere. And that dua will be accepted. And sometime, for example, I am requesting people, please do dua for me, and they are saying, so we request you to do dua, why we should do dua for you? Every one of us, we need dua for each other. And inshallah, after a few minutes, I will explain further more how our dua for each other is helpful here and hereafter to increase our life, to increase our sustenance, and to reduce different kind of dangers who are chasing us. Shalawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is a beautiful thing and it is not taking a lot of time. Just we should try to apply on ourselves. Whenever you are opening your door, what should you see? Say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whether anybody of your family is inside or not. Sometimes you are living just all alone, nobody is inside. You have to say. When you are entering into the mosque, you have to say, right foot first inside, pick up your right foot, and that right foot should go first in the house or in the mosque. And we have to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And read one time Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad. So this will increase your risk, inshallah. And next thing is reading Ayatul Kursi. And inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss what is the importance of reading Ayatul Kursi. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Already I have told you this is a little sentence. La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqq al-mubin. A lot of benefits to read this sentence, this dua. La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqq al-mubin. 100 times. It takes just, I think, less than 5 minutes. So it is very easy to remember. La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqq al-mubin. So when you are driving or when you are sitting somewhere or just after Fajr prayer, if you read this dua and this sentence, and actually you are developing your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is haqq. Allah is reality which is everywhere. And there is no one but Allah. So it means you are increasing your commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you will be closer to Allah, then He is owner of everything. Whatsoever you will ask, you will be given. But when you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time usually people are not asking any materialistic things. They love Allah and they are just asking His happiness. Left with Him, He knows what you need. And if that will be good for you, without your asking, He will provide you. For Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So next is the Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is the heart of Quran. This is chapter number 36. Total are 83 or 87 verses. And we should try to read at least once a day, but twice a day in the morning and before sleep, that is also recommended. There are lot of benefits. You can't consider what kind of benefits are hidden in this surah. And if you can remember by heart, alhamdulillah, that is one of the best things. Why? Because those people who will go in paradise, they will be asked, read one verse of Quran and one status will be your status. For example, already you are in status 1. When you will read one verse, you will go in status 2 and you will go higher and higher and higher. So any number of Quranic verses you will remember, actually you are raising your level in paradise. And highest level of paradise is under throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under Arshi Ilahi. And where Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam will be there. And next chapter, that is Surah Safat. So 36 is Surah Yasin, 37 is Surah Safat. And already I told you, if you are doing a particular dua, then read 100 verses, and after 100 verses say 7 times Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and then do your dua, inshallah that will be accepted. So Surah Safat has little verses. It is very easy to read 100 verses. And the purest people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in that surah about Adam, about Nuh, about different prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this surah, and especially Imam of your time, Ali Yasin, is also mentioned in that chapter. So people who want purity, the people who want to get the level of sincerity and ikhlas, by reading this surah, inshallah, that will be given to them. But at the same time, if you have particular hajat, read 100 verses and then 7 times Ya Allah. So this surah, inshallah, will help you. But especially it is recommended to read on Friday. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Next surah, that is Surah Waqia. So this is a very beautiful surah. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his blessings in paradise and what will happen to the people of hellfire. But those who will read this surah regularly, inshallah, they will face poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them rizq ba barakat. Sometimes, you know, people have less money, but they are happy. They are not needy. They are not beggar, and they are not asking anybody to help them. Sometimes people, they have many millions, but every day they are asking, they are in problem, they are in trouble. So by doing all this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you sustenance, it means maybe apparently you are not having a lot of wealth, but at the same time, whatever you have, you are happy. And whatever you need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you. So this is best of the life. So why not we should depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkal to Allah will make you rich here and hereafter. Salawat. And the last point, that is reading Salatul Layl. That is not prayer. And Ziyarat Ashura and Tawakkal to Allah. These 3 points are very, very helpful to increase our sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase all kind of sustenance for all of us. Salaam.